you know, President Ford, you still with us?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so you heard Mighty Commissioner Ellis. By the way, Commissioner Ellis, President Ford is from, let me get it straight, because I'm always getting him in trouble. He is from Florida, and he is president of the NAACP. Gretchen, help me tell people precisely which... South Dade. So I don't get in trouble because I'm always expanding his territory. And so you, one of the issues that you heard mentioned by Commissioner Ellis, and I want to get back to this, is the problem of, you know, of reproductive rights and reproductive choice. Isn't there a major amendment on your ballot this year also on that issue?
Yes, Amendment 4 is basically taking the decision out of the hand of legislators and allowing doctors to make that decision. And that's so critical because I just read an article recently where in 2021, when Texas approved the 6-week ban, there's been an increase in infant mortalities that has not been reported.
Yes.
And so the same is happening all across the country, and it's the same, I guess, birth challenges or, you know, challenges in the developmental process of these babies, of those children that would have been aborted. But you force that woman to carry that life to full term when they knew it was going to die soon after. And that's even more traumatic in that whole process. So definitely reproductive rights are something that we as the NAACP support 100% and that we want to encourage the community to understand. We need to protect our women because not only that, but some women, you have to be basically on your deathbed before a doctor will even attempt to do anything, which they could still be losing both that life as well as that woman. So it's dangerous.
And I'm so glad you raised that, Commissioner Ellis, everyone listening, please know that since these bans have gone into effect on reproductive rights on abortions, that Black women have been dying, Black pregnant women have been dying at a higher rate than anybody. In Mississippi, the death rate for Black women who were pregnant increased three times after they passed their abortion ban. People don't understand that this issue is an issue of life or death for Black women. It is critical. So don't be just out there thinking that this has no effect on the people you love and live and know. It has huge effect. And so please, please, please vote accordingly. I wanted to also get back to the issue, Commissioner, Ellis, I wanted to talk about this purging some more, because purging, we know in Georgia, they just purged over 400,000 people. We know that the Department of Justice has brought a lawsuit against the state of Alabama that they just got an injunction to stop that state from an illegal voter purge that was getting ready to do after the deadline. So they were able to stop it. I know that the Department of Justice has filed a similar lawsuit in Virginia because Virginia, again, like they can't follow a calendar, purged after the deadline. So when we have these voter purges, we really want people to know that that's not the end of the story, right? There's things people can do to make sure that they know have they been purged, right?
Yeah, that is. And, you know, I put up, this is Rodney again, and put to hear voice President Ford in South Bay, Florida. But in Texas, at least out of my office, you know, look, we've been calling people, both Democrats and Republicans, because I use county funds to go into it, to tell people, check your status and see if you're registered to vote. Look, I even checked mine. And check your status. I have somebody check it for you. But no, it's a challenge. And obviously they do it for a reason. Now, if they want to spend the put, if they put as much effort into making it easy to register people to vote as it is for them to knock people off of the rolls, you would assume they were really looking for something. But, you know, they want to do is make it as difficult as possible for you to register to vote, but then they want to retain the right to make it as easy as possible for them to knock you off the rolls. But that's the era in which we live in. Barbara, I know I got to run. Let me tell you, even with all of this going on, I have not lost sight of that letter from USDA and Agriculture Department of Education about the underfunding of these historically black 1890 land grant colleges to the tune of billions of dollars. And I got a call next. I met with former president of Prairie View, former first black person to be president of Ivy League. She's president of Brown. Happens to be from Texas, even if you did go to undergrad. And she spent she went to undergrad at Prairie View, by the way, and she's going to be a great asset to us. And I got a call with DOJ and folks because, you know, I want to try to litigate, and I'm hoping that some of my colleagues in Florida are going to litigate that issue as well. I know a lawsuit was filed and was stopped. You know, we're in that dreaded Fifth Circuit, but I don't want to lose sight of that. And so I know I got to hop on this call, but I want to thank you for what you're doing. You stay tuned. Have me back on with somebody since the vice president will be here on Friday. And I plan on helping them fill up that auditorium.
Thank you so much for being on, Commissioner Ellis. We really appreciate you. And thank you for all the work that you do.
I know we're deep in the heart of Dixon, but don't give up on us.
We're not going to give up on you, Commissioner. But I tell you, December 25th, I may consider coming down there because my Baltimore Ravens will be playing your Texans down there.
No, he did not.
It'd be good to give you this whipping, and I'll go over there with you. Put some money on it. We got the quarterback.
Thank you. Thank you so much. President Ford, let's talk a little bit more about this purging situation. Here's what we need people to know in the country. There's some important information. Again, folks, this is, you know, like our Bible study, right, when it comes to talking about how you protect rights and what you should be telling people you know and what you need to know about your rights. So one thing we want people to know is that if you go to the polls and you are told that you're no longer on the registration list, that you've been purged, you have two options. If you're in a state with same-day voter registration, you have the ability to register again and vote that same day. There are how many states, Daryl? More than 21, almost half the
23.
Nation. 23 that offer same-day voter registration. So do that. The other thing that you can do is that if you're in a state where they don't have same-day voter registration and the voter registration deadline has passed and they tell you you've been purged, insist on a provisional ballot, because oftentimes you've been wrongfully purged. 60% of all people who are purged are wrongfully purged. They are purged because people think they're no longer at their voting address that where they registered. Most people are still at those addresses. Somehow the mail didn't get to somebody or whatever they think happened and removed you wrongfully from that list because they either, you know, put you on the inactive list, they miscounted how often you voted, whatever. It's important, people, to insist never, ever, ever leave a voting place without casting a provisional ballot at least. We want everybody to insist that you get a regular ballot. If they tell you that you no longer live at your address, you insist on showing them proof that you are at that address. so that you are able to vote a regular ballot. Correct, Daryl? And there's more, right, that people ought to do.
And that is correct. That is essential. And that's why I encourage people, let's be proactive. When you change or move, let's make sure you update your information so that this type of trickery does not take place. Because the state can claim they mailed out information, and you have no way of verifying that. And we know states don't lie. I'm sorry, I'm being facetious, I'm being sarcastic, but states have said that they've done things, and we find out later on it never transpired. So let us not put our fate in the hands of another entity, of a government entity, or an individual, because we know that there are people who are intentional in their actions to suppress our voting rights because they know of the power of the vote and that how it can change and impact their agenda, which is not in favor of us. But I find it interesting when you look at those states that don't allow election day voter registration, not one former Confederate state is on that list that allows election day voter registration. Not one former Confederate state, and that should speak volumes.
I noticed that. And people, there's three states in the union in our nation that do not allow early voting. Two of them are former Confederate states, Alabama and Mississippi. And then you have this madness that's going on in New Hampshire. But I want people to really know that that's why we have to fight, because South should be true South. It's a suppressed area and region of our country, not reflective. Daryl, the other thing we want people to do is check their voting status right now. Folks, you need to check your voting status. Tell people about it, Daryl.
Oh, absolutely, Barbara. I mean, now is the time for voters to go to vote.org or vote411.org to check your voting status. You know, what you don't want to have happen is for you to be one of those people that waits for Election Day to go because you want to cast your vote in person. And we respect your right to make that decision and to do that. But what you don't want to do is that, you know, you've allotted an hour of your lunch break to go and cast your vote on Election Day, and you show up at the polls only to find out that your polling place has been moved, or that you've been removed voter polls. So go now to vote.org or vote411.org and find out what your status is. Be certain that you know where you're going to vote, and then make a plan, and then plan your vote, and then vote your plan. That's what you've got to do. You know, are you going to vote on day, in person? Are you going to vote by absentee ballot? Are you going to vote some other way? However it is that you're going to vote, you need to now make that plan, check your status, find out, you know, what are the particulars that I need to do. If I'm mailing in my ballot, is there an envelope that I need to seal and sign and deliver? All of this information right now requires you to just take a moment and do the homework and be certain that, you know, you make your voting plan as smooth for you as possible. So go to vote.org or vote411.org and find out the basics of, and just, you know, confirm and reconfirm what you've always believed. Because, Barbara, as Greg Palast brought up in Georgia with the 92-year-old cousin of Martin Luther King who had been voting at the same site for the last 60, 70-some years, and she goes and she finds out what? That she's been purged. Folks, vote.org, vote411.org. Find out and be certain that you're on the rolls and that you're going to the right place. Is that correct, Barbara?
Absolutely. And I want everyone to listen to me real hard. I've gotten calls, and we've heard from several people who are regular voters. I mean, they vote every election. They have to, because some of them are in the public eye and folks are watching what they do, who went to vote and were told that they were not on the voter registration list. This is tragic. Fortunately for two of my friends where this happened, they were in same-day voter registration states, so they were able to register again and vote. But I want people to understand. That's why you check your status. Please go to vote.org now. I don't care if you say I'm the best voter in the world. You heard that T.D. Jakes tried to vote and found out that he had been purged. Come on, folks. It is absolutely.